Papa's paparazzi pandemonium.
It's all a bunch of meaningless fluff, and we're a bunch of vultures. So belly up, pig out of the trough. Pop goes the culture.
97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and our old friend from Inside Edition, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Murray. Jim, how you been, brother?
I'm good. I just got back from Aspen for Charlie Sheen's hearing yesterday.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, that's. I was going to ask about that. Of course, everything happened on Christmas Day. There's lots of rumors as far as like he was on drugs. They were both on drugs. He went after her. She went after him. And then she ended up in a spa to get over pneumonia. But what's the deal with all this?
Well, I mean, when cops showed up that day, she was drunk, or, you know, according to the breathalyzer, he was not. But she claimed that he threatened her with a knife. She claimed that he choked her. What can I tell you? They have a volatile relationship.
Yeah.
He's had a history of problems in the past, but it looked like he cleaned up those problems. She went to a spa, as you say. There were some rumors that she went into rehab. Her folks say that she had pneumonia after oral surgery. The bottom line is that he was charged yesterday in Colorado with one felony and two misdemeanors. He's going to have to come back to court in March. She wants to get back together with him, so the judge lifted this protective order. They weren't allowed to see each other.
Right.
And so the judge lifted the protective order so they can now live together. They can start working on their relationship. And be honest with you, hopefully they'll just work things out.
Now, you see, again, we're talking to Jim Murray, Inside Edition, and the book, of course, The Last Day of My Life. JimMurray.com is the website. The one thing that people don't realize is that women have tempers too.
Well, sure.
You know, that's
a woman could be charged with domestic violence just as a man can. But let's face it, if a man is threatening a woman, that's very serious.
Oh, absolutely.
You can certainly overpower a woman very easily, much more easily than a woman can overpower a man.
Correct. You're absolutely right. But I also think, you know, everything that that he's been charged with, it seems to come across like Brooke is an angel and has done nothing wrong, when, you know, in all actuality, it is possible that, you know, she could have flipped her stuff and you know, who knows, you know, and that's
sure.
And
you know what's really sad in this case? They're two little babies. And that's why the court issued that protective order, not just for Brooke, but because they have twins.
Right.
And before this couple can get back together and start working things out, I think the judge wanted to make sure that it was safe to do so, and the judge did. So that's the good news. The good news is it's certainly possible, if not likely, that there's going to be a plea bargain in this case. But what a day yesterday was, because Conrad Murray in the Michael Jackson case was indicted, and you know he was charged formally with manslaughter, and
they couldn't get up. They couldn't figure out Jim. They couldn't figure out how to get him in. You know, they were bickering whether or not to let him walk in, or the cops wanted to go and put handcuffs on him. It's just get him in and get it done. You know.
Well, you know, Conrad Murray did not want the cops to arrest him, because what you have there is that picture that you'll see forever of a guy in handcuffs being led into the police station.
Right.
That's why his team kept putting out the word, he's in town, he's ready to negotiate, he's ready to turn himself in. Why? Because they wanted to negotiate something so that he wouldn't be even more embarrassed. And don't forget, in a trial, you're going to see that picture over and over, and all those prospective jurors are going to see Conrad Murray walking in cuffs, and they're going to think one thing. He's guilty.
Right.
So his lawyer said, wait a minute, let's negotiate something. But these are really serious charges. And, you know, Jackson's family says they're not serious enough. They wanted second-degree murder.
Wow. And he's not able to sedate anyone at this point. They took his passport away, all kinds of stuff, right?
I laughed when I read that.
Yeah. Actually.
You're no longer allowed to sedate anyone. Meanwhile, the California Medical Board took his license away. Which look, during a case like this, I think you've got to at least suspend somebody's license.
Oh, sure.
You can't let somebody out there practicing medicine. But, you know, a lot of folks, if you saw This Is It, the Michael Jackson movie that was coming out, basically it was chronicling the rehearsals for the concert tour.
Yep.
Even though he was 50 And even though he may not have been in the shape he was in when he was 25, you really saw that movie and realized this guy didn't have to die.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. He was pretty healthy.
I mean, at least we know now, based on the medical records, that he died from propofol, which is that drug that basically puts you in a coma.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to have that at home. No doctor's supposed to give it to you outside of a hospital. You're supposed to have an anesthesiologist. You need medical equipment there to check your breathing and the oxygen levels in your blood. You had none of that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's absolutely nuts. Again, we're talking to Jim Murray. It's Inside Edition. The book is The Last Day of My Life, jimmurray.com. Now, when I talked to you a few weeks ago, my email blew up after I got done talking to you. Lots of buzz about this book, Jim.
Well, yeah, it's in its second printing now, I'm very happy to say.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. For people who have not heard, to explain the book a little bit.
The book basically asks, it's a memoir. It's not a how-to book. It's really about my life, but the way I wrote it, I'm hoping that people will be able to relate themselves. And it asks a simple question. What would you do if you had 24 hours left? What would you do? What's really important in your life? And the thing that really was the genesis for me was, like a lot of folks, you know, I started thinking I was worth more dead than alive. I mean, bottom line, I faced a financial calamity, and I thought, you know what, I can't do this anymore. And instead of literally taking my life, I stopped and said, what's really important? And I looked at my family, and I looked at my friends and the people in my life, and so I wrote about friendship and love and forgiveness and apology and gratitude and the things that really mattered to me.
Right.
And it was a 7-month period of writing this book that was a catharsis for me, that really saved me. And I'm really grateful that people seem to be responding in a way, because I think a lot of people feel a sense of hopelessness, and you just don't have to be judged or valued by the number on your bank account, because there's really a lot more, much, much more to your life.
You're absolutely right. Again, the book is called The Last Day of My Life. It's Jim Murray from Inside Edition, jimmurray.com, MORET.com, to get all the details. I want to ask you about Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson. What is with them? It seems like, I mean, Lindsay started off, you know, the goody two-shoes, and all of a sudden she turned into super-duper party girl, then she's dating girls, and their relationship kind of reminds me of the Charlie Sheen, Brooke Mueller, where it's like a love-to-hate, hate-to-love kind of a deal.
It's passionate, for sure, right? I think, gosh, I don't know. The funny thing is, I went to law school, I'm a journalist, and what am I covering? it's amazing to me, because every time I try to get away from Paris and Lindsay and Brittany, and you know, they keep coming back.
Yeah.
And I think that with Lindsay Lohan, you know, I just saw The Parent Trap. Have you ever seen that film?
Yes.
I must have seen it 50 times. My 12-year-old just loves the film. I mean, you look at this adorable little girl, all the promise in the world, so talented. And what is she making headlines for? She's making headlines for, what, throwing a fit or throwing a drink, perhaps, allegedly, at Samantha Ronson, having a fight with her. I'm just hoping that she can start to get on the right track. Whatever it is, there seems to be so much tumult in this woman's life. I don't know. I really don't know. I think that celebrity is an interesting thing. It's intoxicating, obviously, for these people.
Yep.
They get everything they want, and they demand everything. And I think that it's such a bizarre world, an alternate universe, that when things don't go their way, they crack up. And what do? They behave out in public. And then you have all of these different cameras everywhere that captures it. And I have a feeling that all these things always went along, but we just never knew about it.
And again, we're talking to Jim Murray from Inside Edition, jimmurray.com. The book is called The Last Day of My Life. One last thing I want to talk about, and then I'll let you go. I know you have limited time this morning. Lots of stuff happening around Super Bowl week. Of course, everything with Warren Sapp and his pending legal thing. But rumor has it that Kerry Hilson and Chris Brown were doing a little dirty dancing at Diddy's party over the weekend.
I don't, boy. You know what? This is too much for me to handle.
I mean, we were just talking about someone making a wrong turn and
yeah,
going down that path.
Yeah,
you know, Chris Brown's the poster boy.
Chris Brown, he's got to be careful. He just has to be careful where he is, what he does, because he faced serious charges, and they can be reinstated if he violates his probation.
Hey, Jim, what? Here's a question. What the hell does Chris Brown do to fix it? What can he do? Because the first time he gets mad, even at a restaurant, because there's a hair in his food, all of a sudden, oh, he's going to hit me.
Well, what he can do to fix it is, one, you know, I think his image has changed forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was doing ads for milk not long ago. That's over. He's got to be the bad boy of music now. That doesn't mean bad in terms of, you know, hurting people, but he's got a different image, right? He's got a rebel kind of image.
Right.
Not necessarily a good image. He can capitalize on that.
Yeah, he's no longer the boy next door.
No, he's not. But he can't let it go into any criminal activity. He just can't, because I'll tell you something. The judge in California was serious. This judge said, listen, you don't see Rihanna, you don't do these things. You violate probation, you violate it, you go to jail. And I think his lawyers know that, and he knows that. So I'm hoping that whatever his image is, the real Chris Brown walks the straight and narrow.
You can only hope. Because, you know, I read that, I'm like, ooh, Carrie, what are you doing? That's my first reaction.
I agree.
Jim Murray, Inside Edition. The book is called The Last Day of My Life. JimMurray.com. M-O-R-E-T is how you spell it. Jim, I'm always thankful for the time you give us, and can't wait to talk to you again.
Are you kidding? It's my pleasure, Big Papa.
Sounds good. Jim Murray, everybody. Inside Edition. JimMurray.com. The Last Day of My Life is the book. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on Kiss FM. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Oh, are you kidding? You know what? Honestly, it was early because I got in so late last night, and to hear your voice and you're so up, it's impossible not to be happy now after talking to you.
Dude, I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll do it again in a few weeks.
Cool, you got it.
Sounds good. Thanks. Bye.